Thank you, Jesus, for your glory. Thank you for your power. Thank you. Thank you for raising up these people. And you go home and you worship Jesus and keep worshiping Jesus. And you never let this leg wrap around your identity. You keep serving the Lord with a whole heart. I discharged myself from the hospital. Very humbling. Wheeled me out in the wheelchair. Remember, sweetie? I'm preaching the gospel the whole way. Wasn't I? Had to get in the car. She drove me home. 2 days later, I was getting my keys. I wasn't going to go to church because I thought, you know what? Everybody's going to focus on my leg. I know people love me and stuff, and they'll be all about, what's up with your leg? What's up with your leg? And I thought, I don't want to get into all that. I'll just go and be about Jesus, you know? But you know how it is. People are concerned. Look, can we pray? 100 people. I'd have had oil all over me. People would have been praying. They wore out my shoulders on my shirts, laying hands on me. Everybody just wanting to. But I was in faith. It was all right. I'm not thinking timetables. I'm not saying why, God. Most dangerous thing you can do with a wrong attitude is say, why, God? It'll mess you up. I'm telling you, it'll mess you up. Just keep on living in Jesus. So I was up in the room and I thought, no, that ain't right. I'm going to church. I'm going. I got in the shower. It was a labor for me. Get in the shower. Got dressed. Family went out to the car. I went over to the hutch to get my keys. Dragging my leg. Remember how I was? It was dead, wasn't it, honey? It was just dead. She saw it. It was numb. No life to it. I took the keys. And when I picked them off the hutch, I wasn't praying for my leg. I wasn't even thinking about my leg. But I was sure releasing faith against my own will and going to church when I really didn't want to. I just believed it was right. And the glorious presence of Jesus came down through me and shot into my leg, and I was instantly set free. No swelling, no pain. I had church right in the living room and dining room and kitchen because I hit all three. And I just praising Him, and what I knew to be true, I rejoiced in that manifestation of His glory. Came running outside, and there in the car, what's up, my boy? What's up, Daddy? I said, woo-hoo-hoo! I said, the power of God is awesome. And I was excited. I said, whoa! I started up the street, and they're like, where are you going? I said, I'm walking to church. And my boy, he's right out of the car. I'm coming with you, Daddy! I'm coming with you! And I looked, and I said, you know what? We better drive, because we are running close. Let's drive. Woo! Thank you, Jesus! You see what I mean? But watch this. I just expressed that joy, but it was in my heart the whole time. Wasn't it in my heart the whole time? Didn't change at all, did it? Jesus is Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Go with me to Romans 6, please. We're going to wrap this up here. Boy, time goes fast when you're... At least I'm having fun. Amen. Time goes fast when you're having fun. You can preach the word and preach the word, and you wonder where time goes. And kind of get a better grip on heaven then. See, we'll be up there and it'll just be the Word. We'll be in the Word. We'll be with the Word. And 1,000 years will slip by. We'll be like, huh? We might sing the same song for a millennium. And God might say, why don't you switch over to this? Or just worshiping Jesus. Amen. You know, you can't even grasp heaven, really. It's like, wow. Just eternal life. Amen. You know when eternal life starts, don't you? The day you're born again. You're living eternal life from that day forth. Really, that's it. It's awesome. Okay, I'm going to teach you something here, I believe. I've been really preaching, and I believe I'm giving some understanding as I go, but I'm inspiring your heart with some preaching, some testimonies, but I want to really read the Word here. Romans 6, are you there?